In terms of education, probably the biggest platform item that you've put out there is the idea of mandatory drug testing for high school students. These are students that participate in extracurricular activities in public schools. And just to clarify, this would be just public school students, not private school students who are part of the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Well, hopefully we could get, I don't think anyone would have a problem going across the board, but that would be one of those issues that we'd have to discuss when we get into it. But what I would hope to see is that we could get a grasp on drug addiction in our high schools. Because if you're an addict in high school, you're going to end up in one of three places. One, you're not going to be able to pass a drug test to get a job. So you're going to end up on welfare, and it's going to be on the backs of taxpayers. Two, you're going to commit a crime, and you're going to end up in jail, which, again, you're on the back of taxpayers. Or tragically, you're going to get hooked on heroin, and you're going to end up in the cemetery. And I don't want to see that happen to any student. So when I looked at this, I want to be very clear. We're not trying to hurt anyone. They're a youthful offender, so if it does come back, it's going to be a confidential case. It will not carry on with them for the rest of their lives. But it's not going to come out of the education trust fund. That's one of the few questions I'm asked is, how are you paying for this?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Absolutely. And to me, I've talked with enough business owners who can't find people who can pass a drug test. And I could talk to national companies. We want to do this privately funded. We don't want it to be taxpayers' money. We want it to be partnerships with corporations who want to help us eradicate drug addiction in high schools. So what we've laid out is it cannot be for just showing up at school and getting an education. But if you're involved in any extracurricular activity, we have two Supreme Court cases on our side that say we can drug test you.
Well, randomized drug testing.
Right. Well, but I think that could also be translated and challenged to go across the board for any extracurricular activity that you choose to be involved with. This is where your choice comes involved. So with that, it would not be urine analysis. So it's not going to be a privacy issue. It will be snippets of hair, which is, you know, very sensitive. If the first test comes back positive, we don't want there to be instant retribution. We want to go to the parents. Maybe the parents can get involved and there can be some help. Everyone makes a mistake. Let's help these students. If the second test comes back positive, it goes to the administration. If the third test comes back positive, we'll institute drug rehabilitation for that student.
Well, setting aside the constitutionality issues, because surely there would be a legal challenge, with this system set up with the idea of helping these students who may be involved in drugs, may be addicted, to get them help that involves a greater burden on the judicial system, a greater burden on the state mental health care system. What do you do about that when you already have a system that some would say is broken?
Right. Well, the state-based drug rehab, it's not very effective, but we have to offer it. At that time, I think you could open up the doors to alternative drug rehabilitation methods. I mean, I don't understand why we couldn't introduce like even faith-based drug rehab. Again, not under the taxpayers' bill, but secondary. It seems to me like this would be something in the long term that would help our budgeting system because prisons are overcrowded. And if you talk to sheriffs, they'll tell you that 60 to 70% of the mental health issues that they deal with are drug-induced mental health issues. So with that issue, you got to look at it as a leader. The first time is crisis management. We've got to open up new beds. We've got to. I mean, there is no other way around this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to open up beds and offer help to these mental health situations. We have no options with them as law enforcement. You either lock them up and they don't need to be there or set them free and they need help. So that's short term. Long term, let's get a handle on drug addiction, and that may alleviate a lot of this mental health issues we're dealing with.